Now, the Goldbergs. Well, Molly's taken her first driving lesson. The car is smashed, and Molly's had a nice shaking up. Total damages? A bad temper for Jake. But as Molly groans a little upstairs, she has the consolation of knowing that she was learning to drive in order to help Mr. Way. Way is just out of prison, and he's been trying to make a living in the chicken business, only none of the townspeople want to deal with him. So Molly set out on an individual crusade. Well, today, as Molly lies in bed, she knows that a woman has come to see Mr. Way and is sitting downstairs. And Molly, of course, is curious as a cat.
Rosalie, Papa's talking to the lady that came to see Mr. Way, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. And did Papa ask him any questions?
No, he just told her to wait, that Mr. Way would be home any minute.
Oh. What does she look like?
Well, she's stouter than you are.
Stouter, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Papa's stouter. Mm-hmm. Why can't I go downstairs?
Why should you walk down the stairs, Mara?
Because I'm feeling all right. My shoulders are exquisite already. If I lay here so I'll feel right.
Pop will be angry if you go downstairs, Mara.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell the lady to come up here.
Tell the lady to come up here. How does it look? How does it look? A strange lady that came to see Mr. Ray. She should come to my room. The room is so upset. It's lovely. Just give me mine flat here. You'll see how I'll walk beautiful.
You'll see, Ma. Papa will yell right in front of the lady.
He wouldn't. You'll see he wouldn't.
You see? It's nothing. I'll just stretch a little bit. I'll feel better.
My flat heels.
Ma, please don't.
All right, Rosalie. You know your mama. You know your mama. When I can't, so I don't. And when I can't, so I will. My dress, Rosalie. My dress with the buttons in the buttonhole.
All right.
And I'll slip on it. Who can she be?
After all, Mom, Mr. Way must have friends and relations.
Of course.
There are some people that you never think of as having families or friends.
Button me down. Button me.
Must be a terrible thing to be the last survivor of a family.
Never the last survivor, Rosalie. Because the last is only the beginning of the next.
Generations come and generations go.
But some families die out. No, Mommy. They become part of other families, see? Only one thing is terrible. Only one thing. And that is to be without a friend in the world. A last survivor of your own badness. Rosalie, you all right? Got all the buttons?
Uh-huh.
Is my hair all right?
Huh? Are you all right, Ma?
I'm wonderful. Wonderful. I feel better already, I feel. Come, darling. Just push me down a little bit.
You're all right.
Pull me down.
All right.
So come. I feel better already.
I wish you wouldn't go downstairs, Ma.
I'll go down. You'll see how beautiful. Close the door, darling. Just hold my hand when I'm walking down the stairs.
Please be careful,
Ma.
Be careful, like me, as little lamb.
I'm careful.
All right?
Wonderful. I'm walking. I'll hold my hand. And I'm walking wonderful.
Be careful, Ma, please.
I'm careful, beautiful. They have wonderful walking. Just like nothing was.
Please, Ma.
I told Tamara to fix the carpet, and he didn't do it. See that? Papa must be in the front room with the lady, huh?
Uh-huh.
I'm sure Mr. Ray will be back shortly. Molly?
Yeah?
Why did you get up?
I'm feeling very well, dear. Mrs. Goldberg, and this is my daughter, Rosalie.
The lady is waiting for Mr. Way.
I worked for Mr. Way for many years.
Oh.
Sit down, Ma, please.
Yeah. Excuse me. I was just yesterday in an automobile accident.
She was trying to sell chickens for Mr. Way.
It's odd for me to think of Mr. Way selling chickens.
Won't you take off your coat, please? Rosalie, put a little tea.
Yes, Ma.
And cookies.
All right, Ma.
And fruit?
Yes.
And the jam and jelly?
All right, Ma.
You said you worked for Mr. Ray?
Molly.
Many years you worked for him?
The lady said for many years.
Many years?
Yes, many, many years.
Then you're not...
Excuse me, please.
But Mr. Ray expects you?
Oh, no, I'm still working for his wife.
His wife?
They're divorced.
Oh.
When the trouble started, she sued for divorce.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't have stayed on with her only half to live. I'm going to get to be Mild. I'm going to get to be Mild. I'm going to get to be Mild. I'm going to get to be my age. It's not so easy finding the right place. So I stayed. But me art was never in the cooking after Mr. Way wasn't with us. I always took such pride in the cooking. It was a joy. Never did we have a big dinner party but what Mr. Way would come into the kitchen and tell me how good everything tasted. And he put a $5 bill in me hand. Paid for me boys' college education and sent the gardener's boy to the seminar. He's a priest today. And there's nobody but Mr. Way to thank for it. We was all broken up in the tragedy time, I can tell you that.
Oh, that's my sporty barking. Maybe Mr. Way's coming across the yard now. Excuse me, I'll see.
Mom, yeah. Mr. Way's coming.
Yeah, that's Mr. Way coming across the yard. Come here, please. See, that's Mr. Way coming.
Oh, not that man, Nova. Oh, no, that's not Mr. Way. You don't know the elegance of a man. Oh, no.
Lie down, Sporty, lie down.
How are you, Mr. Way?
Why didn't you let me know you were coming, Bertha?
Excuse me, I'll just sit to the tea, please, Rosalie.
Yes, Mother.
You made quite a long trip to see me.
Not too long, Mr. Way. I had a few days off, and I found out where you were, so I came up to see you. I'm very glad to see you again.
I'm glad to see you. You look very well. How's your son?
He's fine, Mr. Wall. He got a very good job on the coast as an engineer.
I'm happy to hear that.
I just got a letter from him last week. I got it here. He sent his regards, and he said when he comes east in a few months, he would like the privilege of seeing you. And remember the gardener's son became a priest?
Yes.
He sent his regards.
What's his father doing?
Oh, nothing now. He's got enough to live on. He worked for you for many years, Mr. Y. You were generous to all the people who worked for you.
Thank you, Bertha.
You're looking very well.
Thank you.
Mr. Y, I also thank. The fact is, I was thinking...
Oh, say what you want to say, Bertha. We can mention the fact that I was in prison.
Well, you remember every year for 10 years you used to give me a bonus of $100. And, well, I saved it up. And now that my son's doing very well and I'm all right, I thought it would be only right and proper if I could... Well, the fact is, here.
What do you mean?
The money. I know they took everything you had, but this is mine. You gave it to me, and it's mine. Now, I don't have any need of it. And, Mr. White, please, I want you to have it. All those years, I was glad I had it. And I waited for you to get out so I could give it to you. It's yours, and you gave it to me.
Thanks, Bertha. But I don't need it. I've got a business here. I don't need any money.
I came all the way.
I'm glad you did. I'm happy to know it. But I don't need it. Thanks.
Well, I guess then there's no more to say.
I'm glad you came, Bertha.
I'm still working for Mrs. Way.
She isn't Mrs. Way any longer. I don't want to know anything about her.
She's not very happy.
Why should she be?
Well, Bertha has done much more than bring Mr. Way's past back to him. She's brought a little of it to Molly Goldberg, and it's going to make a difference now.